morning, everyone. Whoops. Currently driving, following my wife. We're going up to see the psychologist at North Allerton Hospital. So I've been referred up there after a tete-a-tete between my doctor here, my GP here in Thirsk, and the NHS ultimately, because there's a veteran. I have primary accessibility to those types of services. So yeah, we're on our way up there. She wanted to see the pair of us together today. Well, I mean, she asked me if I was happy. I was like, yeah. Flipping hell. Sarah's in her little car. She's flipping flying, the little girl racer that she is. She's got a little Suzuki. And I'm driving the Optima. We've just been out together to walk. Walk some dogs. And the weather is awful. It's humid. You know, it's raining and it's humid as a result. It rained all night last night here, but there's just this rubbish rain like it is now. It's like, it's just so light, you know. It's just, I call it pathetic rain. It doesn't really know what it's doing. So at least it filled the water butt in my garden, because now we're paying for water, as we didn't when I was serving. So it's been a while, and the sad thing about it is I've recorded a few bits of audio that I haven't uploaded yet, and that's because they've gone over the 10-minute marker, sometimes only just, so I'm going to have to edit them, but I've been so busy. For a fledgling tiny micro business, there's a lot to do, but you know, a good 50% of my time is taken up with family as well. So you know, having to, especially last week with it being half term, having to juggle. Well, do you know something? It's actually easier for me to have the children around because they can help out. It's harder now that they're back to school, because you have to take them to school, which actually doesn't have much of a knock-on effect for the business, but 3 o'clock when I go to pick them up, that has a knock-on effect. Means I have to either push appointments aside, or I'm flipping flying about the place. Not something that I really want to do. Clear. Let's go. Put on the A168 to North Allerton. So, yeah, things are going seemingly well. Things are starting to pick up. Other pet service providers are starting to refer to us, which is a thoroughly nice and noble thing for them to do. We had a client contact us yesterday saying, can you come and cat sit for us? I would prefer something on a more permanent basis, and dogs are the key. I'm not actively advertising on local Facebook pages purely out of laziness, and I say that because that's where we get, the majority of the client base takes to Facebook. The majority of this area, not even client base, takes to Facebook for things like that, because that's where that's their center of information. At one point it used to be Google, but I don't think it is anymore. I think you get a lot of the great unwashed taken to Facebook asking the most simple of questions, which, you know, they could get the answer themselves in, you know, less than, well, don't even say less than half the time, just type the search parameters into Google and you get a result. I did targeted advertising through Google, which I paid for per click. So I had advertising campaigns, which actually set the foundation, because what they were doing was, you know, you were paying to be on the top of the search engine results. But that's how the push the record button, start yawning every time. That's had a massive and positive knock-on effect for us, because we've had our last three clients have searched on Google for us, he says, just talking about Facebook. They've searched on Google for, you know, dog walkers, sit, you know, boarding, blah, 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 blah. And we've come up top. So, I'm chuffed about that. I really am. The advertising in the grand scheme of things is fairly cheap considering it's the internet. I've done targeted advertising through Facebook, which I can't gauge really. Oh, excuse me. I can't gauge really whether the, you know, it's people clicking on the ad, you know, for genuine reasons, or the ad is popped up and people are clicking on it out of curiosity. Whereas with Google, the Google advertising campaign, people are searching for a specific thing, so it wouldn't be random. So that's the difference between the two. Which is better? I don't really know. If, you know, if we're paying Facebook for advertising, that means our name is out there. We've cast the net quite wide. Whereas on the other hand, you would have to search specifically for us, or specifically for a thing, with the Google campaign. Nonetheless, we've had a few referrals by word of mouth, which I'm chuffed about, from people who haven't been clients, which is another interesting one. So I'm quite chuffed about that. But it's starting to pick up. We bumped into another dog walker passing in the van and we stopped. He obviously recognised the van and I saw his logo, and stopped and spoke to him for about a minute, and he said that, you know, in his first year it was hard to pick up. It was establishing the name more than anything else. So that's that ultimately. I mean, what I'm doing, you know, if I was just doing this without any other kind of financial backup, I wouldn't be able to do it. It's as simple as that. It would be a business that I had to run alongside something else. And as some of you may know, Sarah has it's a main job as a one of these carers. She works for a company and goes out to see elderly people and does, you know, the care work for them, which she loves. But, you know, I've got my army medical pension as well, so that is a huge relief. It's all about the money. Anyway, elections next week. Who's going to trust Diane Abbott?